That's right, Brian Mazeroski, Joe Beamer, back here with you on WBEN. Hope everyone's having a nice day. It could not be better out there. November 1st, 60 degrees, the week looking great. I mean, I can't ask for anything better. And then I walk in here,
yes.
And I got Joe Beamer. He's dressed like a elf or something. He's dressed like that box in the back of your basement looks like with all the Christmas junk in it.
That's right.
I've had enough.
It's the holiday season, Brian, and no better way to kick it off than, I mean, I think this might be a little late, but November 1st, getting into the season, get those Halloween decorations out of here. Let's get the tree up. Let's get the house lights up. Let's get Santa in the front yard. Let's go. I'm ready.
If I see Santa in the front yard on November 1st and it's 60 degrees outside, I might get out a machete and knock him down.
I don't get the weather complaint.
Get the weather complaint.
We should be able to enjoy the warm weather and Christmas music. I mean, there are people who live in warm climates and listen to Christmas music in the holiday season.
So down the hall, they've started playing Christmas music today, which is not, you know, big. No, November 1st, that's kind of now their MO. That's what they've been doing the last several years. 803-0930 to join us here on WBEN. A few things on what shows. I mean, what is it to you? What do you mind the Christmas music now? When do you like Christmas music? We want to hear from you. And then, I mean, to Joe goes, it's the holiday season.
Yeah.
I mean, in the sense that it's the day after Halloween and there's still candy out everywhere, then yes, it is a holiday season. It's not the Christmas holiday season 2 months before the holiday.
The holiday season's more than just Christmas, Brian. You've got Thanksgiving. I mean, I think at the end, Halloween is that wall that stands between October and the holiday season. November 1st, we are in the month of Thanksgiving. It's the holiday season.
You can't say it's the holiday. I mean, by your definition of the holiday season,
yes.
I should be in here in an Easter Bunny costume.
We're not that close to Easter.
We are. I mean, we're only a couple months away.
Spirit Halloween opened the first week in August. That's more than 2 months before Halloween.
But that's just the store. It sells costumes.
It's still.
That's not people aren't dressing up like a skeleton at the end of August. You see what I'm saying here?
I hope not.
People don't have their big jackets and everything else going on in August because it's still summer.
Exactly.
It's still 60 degrees outside.
And that's
now,
great.
Here's the thing.
I'm going to wear shorts to work tomorrow. The weather's great. I don't let the weather dictate if I'm in a holiday mood or not. It was 60 on December 23rd, 5 years ago. I still was in the holiday spirit.
December 23rd is a little bit different than November 1st when it comes to Christmas time. You know why? Because one is 2 days before Christmas, and the other is 2 months before Christmas. Now, before anyone thinks that I'm a Grinch, and I'm not, I love Christmas music. I have no problem with it. And November 1st, hey, you want to turn to Christmas music? Sure. It, you know, sounds good to me. I just, on this day, as I'm looking at the forecast, I'm about to go to bed last night. It was a great night out there trick-or-treating last night with my son, who enjoyed passing out candy, I think, more than he did getting candy, which is kind of crazy. But, hey, fine by me. And then I go to bed, and I'm looking, wow, ooh, nice. 60 degrees. We got 60. We got the sunshine coming out tomorrow. 70s before the weekend, during the weekend, even into next week. We're carrying up in the upper 60s. No rain in the forecast.
It's amazing.
Looking beautiful. So when I see you in the Christmas gear, when I hear Christmas music, when it's that type of temperature and we're this far away from Christmas, you know what I want to say? I was like, get the hell out of here. I'm not ready for the holiday stuff when we're carrying over this nice weather. If the weather stunk, then all right. You can play the Christmas music. You can have all that stuff out.
So you got to make the decision the day of?
Yeah, sure. I mean,
I like to schedule my holiday spirit.
It is way early for that kind of stuff anyway. If you want to do it, that's fine. But to be out there with the Christmas music, you're saying put the lights up.
Yeah, when it's still warm, I think that's a great idea.
When it's 70 degrees, I'm sorry, I don't want to be thinking about Christmas. I want to be hanging on to the last little bit of warmth we get before we go into a long Western New York winter.
So to put up your holiday decorations, it has to be cold.
That's not what I'm saying at all. It can be, if it was 70 degrees every single day between now and Christmas, you put up your Christmas decorations whenever we get a little bit closer to Christmas. Or maybe you would do it now, but it's not. It's Western New York. And we very rarely have this nice little stretch of weather at the time of year that we're having it right now. We're enjoying the football season.
Yes.
We're enjoying fall things. For me to be smacked in the face with Christmas this morning as I'm enjoying not having to bundle up with gloves, Canada boots that'll, you know, for negative 20 wind chills, getting out the snow blower and all the shovels and everything. I don't want to have any of that right now because I'm enjoying the rarity that we get of nice weather at this time of year. And yes, it can be too early on November 1st for Christmas music when it's nice outside.
All I'm going to say is it's nice outside and it's the holiday season. Those things can...
It's not the holiday season.
Those things can both be true at the same time. They're not mutually exclusive. You know, when I get out of here...
It's the Halloween holiday season because it's the day after.
I will admit one thing. This outfit is too hot for as nice as it is outside. And I will go into shorts before I start delivering after work today. But I am not giving in that it's not the holiday season. Hallmark started Christmas movies on October 21st. We have Christmas music.
Oh, that's how I live my life by.
Hallmark
dictates everything I do.
Yeah, Hallmark does dictate holidays.
No, don't.
But you know what? There's a texter, and they might have half the reason. I blame this on two things. When I was a kid, my parents would never let me take out the holiday CDs until after Thanksgiving. So all that time
seems pretty reasonable.
After all that time I wanted to listen to Christmas music, they would never give in, you know? So now I'm an adult. Hey, I can do what I want. And November 1st is when I want to start listening. Well, actually, I want to start listening October 25th, when it's truly 2 months away. So you can get all those great Christmas songs, that great catalog of Christmas music and Christmas movies that we have to watch. Why shove it into a 25-day window? It's got to be 2 months.
25 days. I was going to say, you know, the week before Christmas, the week after Christmas, that's enough time to hit all the good Christmas music.
I mean, hey, there are songs, and as Rob mentioned, there are songs they don't play until the week before Christmas, and that makes a lot of sense. It gives you something to look forward to. Here Comes Santa Claus is not playing on November 1st. But songs about the season are, and I think it's right. And someone also says that, Joe, maybe you spent too much time in retail. That might have something to do with it, but by this time, we had all our Christmas stuff out.
I want so bad for you to go home today, and for your wife, when she gets home, to look at you and be like, Joe, what the heck's going on?
But you...
Listen, I want her to say, Joe, what is... I thought we were going to do something nice tonight. I was expecting a meal or something to be cooked or for us to go out to dinner or maybe just a flower or something. And I want you to say, oh, I'm sorry. Why were you thinking that? And then she can turn around and go, well, Joe... Because it's the Valentine's Day season. Just because I feel it in the air. We're close enough to Valentine's Day. I should have the date night of Valentine's Day because we're in the season. And then I think you'd kind of see that it's not actually the holiday Christmas season right now.
Here's the problem. I don't get that kind of pushback at home because my wife is just as obsessed with Christmas as I am. Over the weekend, we were doing some things around the apartment, Christmas music blasting while we were cleaning the apartment for the week. So she's just as obsessed as me. She thought the outfit was a very good idea. It was her idea to get these lights that I'm wearing today. So I don't get any pushback from home.
I know you don't. It's part of the problem. 803-0930 to join us here on WBEN, 803-0930. You can give us a call. Brian Mazurowski, Joe Beamer. They've started the Christmas music. Is it too early? When is too early? And where do you kind of fall in on the holiday schedule of doing things? You can also send us a text, 803-0930, on our Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. And somebody's chiming, decorate now, spare the frozen fingers in a month. Now, listen, that is a great idea. And I actually, this week or this weekend, might be of the mind to go outside and put up the Christmas lights because it's going to be so nice. But I'm not turning them on. And there's a difference between stringing up the Christmas lights and putting big blow-up Santa Claus in your front yard for the next 2 months. One of those is a little bit over the top. One of them is pre-planning, kind of getting smart about it. The other one, I don't know. Not so much.
Well, I hope to see. I'm sure through this weekend, the weekend, we'll still see some Halloween decorations. But I'm looking forward to, maybe a week or two down the road, driving around and seeing those Christmas lights up. Always appreciate those. In the warm weather, I appreciate them.
I will say this. It is kind of funny because you're talking about putting up Christmas decorations. You're dressed like the elf. And we're 2 months away from Christmas. Yet, however, when it comes to Halloween, it's like people are, if there's a dead body in your front yard right now, it's like, let's get that out of here.
Yeah,
you get one day to get out of here. Meanwhile, it's like, 40 days of reindeer.
Exactly.
With glowing red noses in everyone's yard.
Hey, it's not.
How does that work?
It's not our fault Halloween's so close to the holiday season.
I don't know. When is that? I'd say the holiday season starts the Monday before Thanksgiving. What about you? We'll go to the phones. 803-0930 to join us. Phyllis in Buffalo. Phyllis, what's going on? When does the holiday season start for you?
After Thanksgiving.
After. See, now, people like to say, Phyllis, today, yes, that I'm the Grinch. But I said I would give it maybe the Monday before Thanksgiving. That would be part of the holiday season, if you ask me, too. So I'm actually maybe a little bit more less Grinchy than you.
Yeah, I guess so. But no, I think it's a little too soon for Christmas music.
But Phyllis, wouldn't you say that Thanksgiving is a holiday within the holiday season?
Yeah, but that's still too soon. Yeah. I think maybe the Monday before Thanksgiving would be fine, but I don't want to hear Christmas music right before Halloween.
How much does the weather play into this, Phyllis? Because part of this to me, November 1st, all right, the calendar turned in November, you want to listen to Christmas music.
Right.
I don't care what you do. But when I see the Christmas stuff and I'm outside trying to enjoy 60 and 70 degrees in November in Western New York, I don't want to be thinking about Christmas right now.
I don't either.
We have too few of these nice days. Hey, Phyllis, thanks so much for the listen and the call. That is a huge part of it, Joe, is when you're trying to move that. And it's not a weather argument where you're talking about, you're trying to flip this on me. Because you're talking about the nice weather butting into the holidays. But this is actually the opposite. What you're trying to butt your holidays a little earlier and earlier to now we've reached the point where it's November 1st and it's almost expected.
Well, it's not just me.
You're going to have Christmas music on the radio. So when it's nice in November 1st, I'm going to push back a little bit at this holiday creep up that we've got going on and say, let me enjoy this nice weather before you start cramming the holidays down. If it's snowing outside today, I'd be thinking a little bit differently.
Yeah, as I said, I don't let the weather. I think both are great. I think both can be true. If it's 60 all the way through, I'll be happy. I mean, I do like some snow on Christmas, but you know what? I love the warm weather. I'm a huge fan of the warm weather, and I think this is fine. Tomorrow, I'll be at work in shorts, a hoodie, and listening to Christmas music. I see nothing wrong with that.
You're an anomaly, though.
But I don't think I am. If I was in the minority,
you listen to Christmas
Star
music.
Would not
you
be
would
putting
listen
Christmas
to Christmas
on.
Music all year round.
At times, I don't consistently listen to it all year round. But there are times where, like, hey, I feel like turning on some Christmas
music. But I'd
music.
Say nobody. I'd say most people are not at all outside of the holiday season thinking, You know, I'd like to.
You're probably
like
right.
To hear Jingle Bells.
You're probably right. I don't disagree with that. However, Star wouldn't put it on if only Joe Beamer liked Christmas music on November 1st.
Oh, no, I 100% say, and again, I have nothing against in a normal year. Calendar flips to November. You want to listen to Christmas music? Go ahead. It's 60 degrees. It's going to be 70 degrees this weekend. Christmas creep, get out of here. I want to enjoy the last of the nice weather before I start. Because you know what I think about when I think of Christmas and the holiday season? Snow. And like that's what it is. It's bundling up. It's the cold weather.
Well,
it's
the
snow.
That.
Yes. So that is all part of Christmas. What's half of Christmas decorations? A snow globe, a frosted tree. Yeah. It's all snow stuff. If we're not thinking about snow right now, I don't want it. I don't want it here, anywhere near.
I'll tell you this. You know, I was driving in this morning, and there's no place like Home for the Holidays was on. I wasn't thinking, oh my gosh, it's getting cold in this car because it's no place Home for the Holidays.
It's a cold weather. Nat King Cole is a cold weather voice. It's a beautiful voice,
because
but I'm
we
sorry,
grew up,
I don't want to hear you.
Because we grew up with cold Christmases. It's not the same for everybody. There are people who have never had a...
But we live here. You have to live in our reality. You can't apply
but
Florida Christmas to
holiday
here.
Is a worldwide thing, and Star 102.5 is not the only station to start playing Christmas music today. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of stations around the country started playing Christmas music.
Okay, and in Hawaii, it never gets cold.
So how do you... So if you were in Hawaii, and they started playing Christmas music today...
Whatever.
It's the holiday season.
No, it's still not the holiday season, but you want to start playing Christmas music, whatever. Here, it does get cold. So I'm not trying to rush the cold weather that we're going to endure for months and that sort of feeling and that imagery
on
us when we don't have to right now because we got 70 degrees.
I'll go back to it doesn't have to. They both can exist, and I'm happy with both existing.
We'll go to Robin. Robin in Buffalo, you're on WBEN. What do you say?
Good morning. I say, what is the holiday we're speaking of? Or holidays.
It's the holiday season. You've got Thanksgiving, you've got Christmas, you've got Hanukkah, whatever you celebrate in December.
What is Christmas? Santa Claus and reindeers?
Well, Santa Claus and reindeer is part of Christmas. You also have the birth of Jesus. That's part of Christmas.
Well, amen. The birth of Jesus. And also I have anything anybody puts up. But if you have children, that's the Santa Claus thing, Stein. But at some point, it's about Jesus Christ's birthday, not happy holiday. You can have those other holidays. That's fine.
Robin, you're saying Joe is too old for Santa Claus. Interesting point.
You're never too old for Santa Claus.
Would you go sit on his lap right now?
I'm too old to sit on Santa's lap, but you're never too old for Santa Claus. I took a selfie with Santa Claus at the Boulevard Mall a few years ago. Didn't sit on Santa's lap, but I went by and go, hey, there's no one's here. Can I get a selfie?
Why was no one there? Was it November 1st? Everyone was like, I don't want to see you yet.
No, I actually think it was closed. And I was walking up. It was ending his shift. the holiday season, it is what the holiday is, your religion, what holiday in December. Thanksgiving's part of the holiday season. And just like warm weather and Christmas music can both exist, Santa Claus and the birth of Jesus can both exist. Those are things around the holiday season. Again, I don't think you have to kick out Santa because you turn a certain age. Santa can still be part of your decorations. We had Santa decorations at my church growing up.
On November 1st?
No, they didn't do it on November 1st.
Yeah. I'm trying to like correlate this to like if I... A month from now, if I invited you over to celebrate like our next son's birth,
yeah,
wouldn't that be a little weird? 2 months ahead of time?
Well, that's something you guys are very excited for. I would hope that you're as excited for your
two, just like 2 months before.
That would be fine. I'll be over there.
There are people who are totally 100% with you, Joe. Anne Marie in Williamsville. Are you one of them?
I certainly am.
Nice.
I put up my outside decorations when the weather is good, but I don't turn my lights on until Thanksgiving Eve.
Okay, so everything's up and ready to go, but you know, Thanksgiving Eve is the first day, and then they're on through New Year's Day?
You got it. You guys, sometimes the tree and the decorations stay up until like February 1st. You know, I mean, it's, you know, you got to remember, we're in Western New York. The weather gets dreary. You need something to lift your spirits. And what more to lift your spirits than a lit up Christmas tree and decorations?
You just hit my point, though, Anne-Marie. That's the problem with this week, is that the weather isn't dreary. It's like so great right now. The weather sings for itself. So I don't need Judy Garland or whoever is singing this Christmas music to pick me up. I can just step outside and be in a great mood. I don't need it yet.
Mr. Mazurowski, have you looked outside today? We have rain.
It's 60. The sun will be out tomorrow and the rest of the week. It's great.
And you got to go home and you got to rake and you got to look at the gray sky. And once in a while, yeah, we get a peek at the sun, and it's wonderful. And I love Western New York weather. I really do. I wouldn't go anywhere else because, you know, after a snowstorm, our houses are still standing. But, you know, it's nice to get in the holiday spirit, especially if you're having 25 people for Thanksgiving. You know, you got to get into the mood. You got to get into the spirit of things. You know, church, you know, I start decorating the church, and It's just a great season, and why not extend it? Why not have fun with it?
And I appreciate the call, Anne-Marie. And listen, I understand the thinking. It's great. Extend the season. But you know what? This is when you end up with people saying, oh, it's my birthday week. Oh, it's my birthday month.
But it's a little different.
It's a day. The season is the season that it is. You don't just get to extend it for forever. I love the Bills and I love football season. Guess what? I love it so much because if they played every single week throughout the entire year, I wouldn't like it as much.
But they did extend the football season.
It wouldn't. Yeah, yeah. And it's, let me see. You can only go so far. You got to tread very carefully, just like Christmas. Tread very carefully on my warm weather days, or else you'll start to get the backlash.
You know, they extended the MLB playoffs, made for a better playoff season. Not for me personally, but for
did it?
The last team to get into the playoffs is now in the World Series. It did make for a better postseason.
Is anybody in November right now being like, oh, I'm so glad they're playing baseball?
Okay, you might
no
have
one. Hockey. They were playing hockey, the Stanley Cup, in like July. No one's sitting around here. It's 80 degrees outside. Like, oh, yeah, I can't wait for more hockey. No, we're done. Stick to your season. Stop. You play a dangerous game when you start to get closer and closer, and you know, hey, yeah, maybe
baseball's not a November sport.
No, maybe we can wiggle this out a little bit more, get some more, you know, days out of our season here. Someday you're just going to step a little too far down the line. November 1st, they've reached their line with the Christmas music. Let's tread very carefully, though. What do you think? When's your holiday season start? B-Maz and Beamer will be right back here on WBEN. Brian Mazurowski, Joe Beamer here with you on WBEN. And what do you think? When does the holiday season start? Because down the hall, they're playing Christmas music today, which they've been known to do on the 1st of November. For me, I would have forgot it was the 1st of November if I didn't hear it. Because looking outside, I mean, sure, it's a little cloudy right now, as our last caller pointed out, but it feels great. It's 60 degrees. The weekend, it's going to be in the 70s. I mean, for the next week plus, we have some great, usually sunny, if not sunny, at least warm, dry weather here in Western New York. So when I hear Christmas music, when I see my good buddy Joe walking in, dressed in, what do you got, Santa's?
Yep, should have the mic. Santa, snow, ugly sweater pattern, and ho, ho, ho.
And so help me if I see blow up Santa on your front lawn today. I am not going to be in a good... That's being slapped in the face with the holiday on a time when I don't need to be. Nice weather. I want to enjoy this little stretch. When we dip back down into the 50s and it's the middle of November, all right, let's revisit then. Then you can talk to me. But right now, right here, I'm just not feeling it.
You know what's nice about all of this? And a caller brought it up. You know, I talked about this yesterday. I did a segment, Are You Fun? Okay? And I'm not saying if you don't like Christmas music on November 1st, you're not fun. That's not what I'm saying. But we have a lot of just miserable people, Brian. People who just let things out of their control, bring them down. They're negative. They're miserable. There is something uplifting about last Christmas, I gave you my heart. There's just something. You turn the radio on, Christmas music, you hear the ch-ch-ch-ch. Those are jingle bells.
That's a maraca. I don't know where you've heard jingle bells before, but that's not what a jingle bell sounds like at all.
But, you know, it's with as negative as people are, especially this time of year, during the elections, people let that stuff really go right to their head. It is nice to have something as calm, uplifting as Christmas music. And I think that's more than
anything. We listen to different Christmas music.
More than anything we mentioned in the first segment. I think that's why it's so important that we call November 1st the holiday season, because it is. And we just get people in a good mood, you know, an escape from reality every now and then, and enjoy the life we have here on this earth.
I'm looking at my Christmas playlist, because I am not, I might sound like it right now, but I'm not a Grinch. I like Christmas music just fine. I got a big, long Christmas playlist here. I'm looking through my Christmas in Prison. It's uplifting stuff, Joe. That you know, John Prine stuff. What Tom Waits' Christmas card from a hooker in Minneapolis? That's is that uplifting Christmas music that you want to hear? Get yourself in a good mood. The Tom Waits stuff. No, you're just.
Did you give that to Rob to put into the?
I did.
Rotation?
He hasn't listened to me yet, but.
I like your your class. The stuff the star plays. I like your classical Christmas music. I like some Christmas songs that people will argue aren't Christmas songs. We always have that discussion on Christmas Eve. I like, you know, the uplifting holiday music that we've come to know and love that Rob was talking about this morning.
Well, listen, I've got nothing against Christmas.
No, I understand that.
I've got
understand
nothing against Christmas music. Even at the beginning of November. But I think in Western New York, and when you're pushing it to the beginning of November, because, well, you would say, I think, overall, people view the holiday season as right around, if not on Thanksgiving, right around Thanksgiving,
okay,
to New Year's.
Yes. Right?
That's generally the accepted holiday season.
I forgot to mention New Year's is also a holiday in the holiday season.
But that's generally. So when you're going, the further you get away from Thanksgiving itself, and you kind of move up and up and up, you're pushing it just a little bit.
But we're not that far from Thanksgiving.
The closer you get to Halloween, I think the more extreme you have to be about Christmas to be really into it. To the point where November 1st, I mean, that's pretty much for the hardcore Christmas people, I think.
Yes, but I don't think it's as ridiculous as some people want it to sound.
So, but on a year like this, when we have the weather the way it is, and unseasonably warm temperatures that are going to carry us over the next week, I think that the Christmas people, it's a little bit of a give and take. Like on a normal year, the normal, you know, keep Christmas around there, it's just fine, but I don't need it all the time. Okay, we'll deal with the November 1st Christmas music, Santa up in the store, the jingle bells and the holly and all that stuff, getting closer and closer to the beginning of November. But it's a give and take. On a year like this, you've got to be able to roll back a little bit and say, okay, when it's 70 degrees outside at the beginning of November, we'll promise to keep it a little bit closer to Thanksgiving so you can enjoy the warm weather.
See, but you're factoring the weather. I'm not factoring the weather at all. Weather does not go into my thinking about the holidays whatsoever.
It's year by year. I guess for me, the holidays and the holiday season.
Yeah, the holiday season started today.
No, it does not have a definitive beginning and end date to it.
See, I don't think it should be dictated by weather.
It's not dictated by weather per se, but by the feeling. Weather is a big part of that because the holiday season is, it's the snowy holiday. It's the cold holiday. It is the winter holidays. So weather's going to play a big part in that. And when it feels like the end of spring or very beginning of fall outside, I don't want to be thinking about the holidays when it's supposed to be 20 degrees.
And see, I look at it as when I go on Twitter or when I walk in on family members discussing who's running for governor in the state of Texas, you know, maybe we need some uplifting Christmas music.
Well, that's its own problem in and of itself, Joe. We'll go to Diane in Buffalo. All right, Diane, the holiday season, when does it start for you?
Well, it starts after Thanksgiving for me. That's when I like to, celebrate the holiday, the Christmas holiday. But, you know,
let me interrupt you here. When you say it starts after Thanksgiving, is it all right? Does a little bit of the Christmas stuff kind of creep into Thanksgiving week at all?
Well, some people like to, you know, do Christmas shopping even in July. They see a sale and they say, oh, this would be a nice gift for my daughter. You know, they do to save money or, you know, to put it away because, you know, sometimes everything is gone by Christmas. You know, the stores are empty. But I just think that it's too much. I would prefer, you know, after Thanksgiving, to enjoy Thanksgiving and I hear you, Diane.
And thank you for the call. I'm looking at, and she brings up a couple good points. One is, I will admit to this, people, you know, I'm the Grinch guy here, but I did last week do a bunch of Christmas shopping for my son. Because I found some stuff. I'm like, I'm here. I'm at, like, I can knock off like five things right here in front of me. I'm going to go and do it. And so.
Wouldn't you like some music to go along with that?
No, I did not need that to happen at all. No.
Well, you know, I listen to what Diane says, and, you know, everyone's entitled to their opinion, but I think of sitting around the Thanksgiving, you know, dinner table and Christmas music playing. You know, the turkey trot. I run the turkey trot. I play the same Christmas album. I will not say what album on the air. The same Christmas album.
Why are you afraid you might be embarrassed?
Yeah.
How?
But
could
I might
that
play. I might switch
anymore.
It to the new Backstreet Boys Christmas album. But I listen to the same Christmas album when I run the turkey trot. That for me, that is part of the holiday. I think I made it very clear. Part of the holiday season. And, you know, I understand there are people who wait till after Thanksgiving. I was forced as a child to wait till after Thanksgiving. So, you know,
what a tough childhood.
So now as an adult, my holiday season starts on November 1st.
I do think there is a little bit of, I could see the pushback from, you hear it every year. Christmas isn't like a happy-go-lucky time for everybody.
No.
So I can see that, like, especially if you got like some bad Christmas memories, not that great of a time of year for you, and then all of a sudden now it's 2 months plus of just ho ho ho, jingle jingle jangle. I could see that getting pretty old pretty fast.
You make a good point. Yes, I can see that. I can see people getting sick of Christmas before Thanksgiving if they started on the first. I do see that. I'm just not in that camp.
It's like fake Christmas stuff between now and Thanksgiving. You know what I mean?
Elaborate.
Like, it's just not real. It's as if I'm trying to think of a comparable here of celebrating. I don't really think I can. But it's just not. It doesn't hit the same. It's like the preseason. It's like, you know, you go to a Bills game in the preseason and you want to sometimes, especially, you know, you take your kids to a preseason game and you want it to feel like an actual Bills game and have the same atmosphere and you do the tailgate, the same thing. But as much as you try, you know, it's not the real thing.
Yeah. Matt Barkley's not Josh Allen.
Yeah. It's, you get to the game and it's nice and you're there and the colors are the same and you're in the same building and it's in front of you. But you know that it's not the real meat and potatoes of it. That's what celebrating Christmas and like listening to the music and everything between November 1st and November 20th is like to me.
It's training camp.
Yes.
I'm reminding myself of the words, so when everyone else starts singing along, I can be right there with them.
Is that something tells me you don't need the help remembering, though?
No, you have a very good point. I'm just trying to rationalize.
I feel like you know exactly what you're singing. I think you're right there.
But I'm excited. I'm excited for the new albums that Rob mentioned.
Has there been a good...
Thomas Rhett has a new Christmas album out, by the way, as well.
Does anybody worth anything make Christmas music?
All right. I want to say this, and I really don't want to get made fun of.
Like, if you're a real good artist...
I will tell you, because I'm surprised Rob didn't mention this. I think it was, and don't make fun of me, okay? Please don't make fun of me. I have my, you know my music taste. We've gone over it on the show. My music tastes are all over the place. But a few years ago, Ariana Grande came out with what I thought was one of the best Christmas albums to come out in the last decade. And I think songs from that album will still be on radio and everywhere 20 years from now. Ariana Grande's a reputable...
Well, I mean, 20 years from now, they'll be starting it on October 1st, so you're going to need something to fill the time.
Now, if I have anything to do with it, they're going to start syncing it up with Hallmark Channel. Yeah. But I think that was probably one of the best Christmas albums to come out in the last decade, and I'm excited to hear Thomas Rhett's and the Backstreet Boys.
I do like that. It's like starting your 4th of July celebration on May 4th. Yeah, it kind of is.
Hey, and guess what? On May 4th, yeah, I'm looking forward to July 4th for your reason, the weather. May 4th is still a little shaky with the weather. July 4th, it's going to be nice.
Yeah, and you have the opposite, though, happening right now. I don't want to look forward to the holiday season when it's 70 degrees.
July 4th, I think America, fireworks, summer. Christmas, I think Santa, Jesus, and getting together with friends and family.
You threw Jesus in there.
The weather does not dictate if I'm going to enjoy Christmas or not. The weather does dictate if I'm going to enjoy the 4th of July or not.
Starting the Christmas music so early, but then like everyone seems to stop right after Christmas. I kind of agree with that. Like the sweet spot for Christmas music to me, if you want to hit me with some Christmas music, you can do so from the week before Christmas, the week after Christmas. It's a 2-week period where it's like, all right, we can do this.
I have mentioned this to people in charge down the hall, and they do not care what I have to say, which is fine.
Were you dressed like this?
That might have something to do with it. But I said, you should not stop the Christmas music until January 1st, because that one of my favorite weeks of the year. You might find this hard to believe, because Christmas would be over.
I wish we were on video so bad. The picture of you right now... I'm going, I went to the higher-ups down the hall, and you wouldn't believe they turned down my idea.
Well, I didn't have the lights blinking, so that was a little different. No, but one of my favorite weeks of the year is that week between Christmas and New Year's. I think it's everyone's in a good mood.
Because no one does anything.
Exactly. And so when I'm on the air, people actually think, wow, this kid's really working. And I'm not. I'm just sitting here in a chair mailing it in. But... I wish the Christmas music would stay until January 1st.
When it's November 1st, when do you stop working?
I'm not answering that question. My boss is listening.
You know, like, come on. When do people around you in the office just when do they say, like,
the
all
Monday
right,
after
we're
Thanksgiving?
Pretty much done.
The Monday after Thanksgiving.
I think it's before that. I think it's the Monday.
The Wednesday before
Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay. The Monday?
Yeah. I'd say the Monday before Thanksgiving.
Until about January 10th.
Yeah. January 5th or so.
No, it depends where you work. A lot of places have their holiday party that first week in January because they couldn't book anything during the real holiday season, which starts today. So they do it the first week in January. And so they're still blaming the holidays for, I'm not really back yet.
I can see ours has like creeped further now, though, because like the Bills are in the playoffs.
I was going to say.
And that's like a holiday every single week, those playoff games.
Yeah, people in Buffalo won't be working until maybe March 1st.
I have a screaming hot take on the Bills that I'll wait till next week.
Next week?
Yeah, for my Bills, because it's not going to change.
We're together tomorrow.
Oh, you're not here next week?
No, I'm here next Monday.
All right, well, I'll wait till next Monday.
Okay.
I'll save it for them. But it's a bad take.
No.
I can't wait.
I can't wait to hear it. Now, I got to tell you, yesterday, before we get out of here, yesterday in the afternoon show, I talked about jingles and slogans, and someone mentioned the Wilson Farms jingle that I forgot until they brought it up. Everybody's going to Wilson Farms because they got what you want, and they got it right now. It has been stuck in my head. I kept singing it last. My wife has not talked to me yet this morning. I think it's because I kept singing the Wilson Farms jingle all night last night.
You know, it's funny. You say it, and I can remember it. Could not put the music to it right now.
Everybody's going to Wilson Farms.
Surprisingly, that doesn't really help.
Oh, okay.
So, unbelievably, when you sing it, it doesn't help.
Doesn't make
me
it any
put
better.
The tune in my head. I can't really hear what it was really like.
But I'll tell you, someone texted in, and we had people singing yesterday, Brian. We had a lot of great texts from jingles and slogans texted in. The reason being that Fusilla was sold on Grand Island, so it's the end of the huge. era here in Western New York, and people were singing slogans and or singing jingles, texting slogans. I really, really appreciated it. But yes, out of all of that, it was the Wilson Farms that is still stuck in my head this morning.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing. I can pick the words and not the jingle. Isn't it usually the other way around? Like the tune sticks in your head way more than words?
You hum it to try to get the words?
Yeah. And it's like the exact opposite for me.
Maybe it's good that you don't.
I'm thinking that it really is. The big thing, though, I think part of the reason this, I'm not going to get into the holidays until way late this year. World Cup's in November.
But I've watched the commercials. They've made it holiday-oriented promos.
Which is, like, insane. It's around Thanksgiving, and it's all Christmas stuff in the promos.
Exactly.
People are going to think that it's a month later than it actually is.
Well, no.
You would do a Thanksgiving commercial. They literally play the day after Thanksgiving and the Monday before.
Yeah. So because Santa's getting a gift for the World Cup.
Well, I'm excited for that. And for that, for me, holidays are not going to start for kind of a while.
I understand.
I think because of that.
But I understand.
I'm glad you're singing along, Joe.
I'm happy that you can still be happy for my appreciation.
I'm glad that this is your like sweet spot. You finally hit the point where, although come back 2 weeks from now when it's a little bit colder outside, and I think you'll have a lot more people riding along with you.
We'll check in. We'll check in every week. We will be back here tomorrow, Brian and I together. Brian, by the way, I didn't say it for the whole hour. It's great to have you back. Missed you yesterday. B-Maz and Beamer, back together tomorrow. David is next here on WBEN.